I will never give up. So he again began. Christ at once became merciful and he was melted. So we should do like effort in sadhan bhajan. I will not take water. I will not take anything until I will chant in morning in one sitting half laps. And after that I will do all things and I will complete in the daytime or night time more 32 rounds. And then I will take anything. If I have no test but yet I will have to do. I will have to do dandavat 1008 times. For whom? All the places of our Christian pastimes. For Yasodama, Nanda Baba, Lalita Vishakha, Chitra, Champaklata, Rupmanjari, Rati Manjari, Nandagaon, Varshana, Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Kusham Sarovar, Manas Ganga, Paman Sarovar, for all these places. 1008, I will do. I will hear some katha from my bona fide Guru and Vaishnavas. So doing this and following Rupa Sanatana, no effort for clothing and all these things. Krishna is supporting all and he will leave me alone. He will arrange everything. So be so firm, very strong faith, like Rupa Sanatana. संख्या पूर्वक नाम गान नतिभि कालावसानी निद्राहार विहार कादि विजितौ चातंत दीनौ चजौ राधा कृष्ण गुणस्मते मधुरिमान्देन सम्मोहितौ वंदे रूप सनातन रघुजुगौ श्री जीव गौ. लाइक दिस पेन इन वृंदावन फेयर. Sometimes near Govardhan, sometimes in Nandagaon, sometimes in Radhakund. Radhakund tate kalinda tanaya tirecha pansi vate premunmad vasat ases dasayagrastau pramattau sada gayantau hare gunabanam bhavabhibhutau muda bande rupa sanatana prabhu jugau Sri Jiva Gopala. So, Swamiji Maharaj used to sing this kirtan with beautiful tears coming. Those who will hear, even today in his tape records, you will see how beautiful, how Karun Swar. Karun means pathetic melody, tune. So we should try to do all these things. Radha kuntate kalendra taraya tire chaban. No. He radhe brajadevi ke chalanite. He suno kuta si govardhan kalpapadapatale kalindi banne kuta. Goshantavit sarabatau khedai mahabivalo bande rupa sanatana. This is called Krishna consciousness, sadhan and bhajan. I know that this process only very rare devotees. And if you will not do, we cannot go to that. Having so much worldly desires and all these things, we may be in household life, no harm. But we can do all these things. Like Srivas Pandit, Srivas Raya Ramananda were all householders. All the gopis were householders. No harm. But we should try to do life. Follow all these things. Then our bhakti will grow. What is the time?
It's 15 minutes.
22 minutes. 22 minutes.
40 to 9.
So you should try to follow. I was to explain this, but I began. But I think that again we'll have to come and explain. If you pray to Krishna sincerely, he may call me. And you know that like beggar, having nothing, nothing, roaming here and there, only cheating all others. So, if he will arrange, I may come and help you in this way. I don't know Harikatha, I cannot do all these things. I'm unable to do, I'm unqualified. Only I know that all these things that I'm telling to you. I cannot worship, I cannot do arjana, I cannot sing so much, I cannot do all. Tyag and bairag. Tyag and bairag, you know? But I cannot do. I'm not bairagi. Having no qualification, only qualifications. Like this. Tell some Harikatha. And I want to recite all these things, to remember all these things. So, I think you that you should think that I am so glad to meet you and to be here five days. And you can have realized that I am the servant of Swamiji, having no grudge, no any opposite mood for Swamiji. I cannot have. So you should think. And you should also help me. And if you pray to Krishna for me, then he will be very merciful to you. Because you are all brother type Vaishnava Vaishnava. Gaur Priman. I will never forget you. If I will go to Vrindavan and Mathura Vrindavan, I will remember that I have gone to Vajra and I was in the home of Nirgun Prabhu. His children and his wife and all the friends and friends' wife and children met me. And so beautiful classes were going on. And they have so much honor for me that I can't forget. But please, you should not also forget me. You can it's speak loudly.
Coming for these 5 days, it has been so beautiful. It has transformed my home into an atmosphere of Vrindavan. I take the dust from your feet on my head over again. And all of your disciples have been so wonderful. I'd like to give special thanks to all the matas who have cooked the prasadam for all the devotees. And
certainly.
Like this. And I would just like to say I take the dust of all of you on my head. And I'm truly indebted to all of you.
पहले हमारा स्नेहाशीर्वाद आप लीजिए और घर के अभी तुरंत अभी सैन फ्रांसिस्को में बार्कले में हम लोग अभी पहुँचे हैं और बहुत भीड़ लोगों की भक्तों की भीड़ हो रही है और पंचामृत से हमारा चरण हो रहे अभिषेक कर रहे हैं कभी जो नहीं किया था
नहीं किया था
कितना मधु कितना दूध कितना दही और क्या क्या बहुत लोग प्रसन्न हैं, प्रचार खूब जोरों से हो रहा है और शायद ये लोग आपको भी भेजेंगे स्कूल वालों ने। वो तुलसी कृत रामायण को बेकार का ग्रंथ कहा था, तुलसी कृत रामायण को बेकार का ग्रंथ कहा था, ऑथराइज नहीं है
मायावादी
और मायावादी ग्रंथ है। हमने एक जगह हाँ तुलसी कृत रामायण तुलसीदास जी ने
रामचरितमानस
को तो हमने उसका कड़ा प्रतिवाद किया एक जगह। यहाँ पर तो बहुत से हिंदू लोग थे, बड़े प्रसन्न हुए, बड़े दुखी थे वो लोग। इसके बाद में उन लोगों ने प्रतिवाद करके हमको पत्र देखा भेजा, जिसे नहीं स्वामी जी ने इसको अच्छा नहीं माना था, इसलिए हम लोग इसको अच्छा नहीं मानते। हमने उसका आज पत्र का उत्तर दिया, सारे विश्व में वो पत्र का उत्तर जाएगा जिसे तुलसीदास जी कैसे बना पाए थे, और स्वामी जी का हजारों कोटिंग उसमें दे करके लिखा है, बहुत प्रभावशाली हुआ है। तो इस तरह से जितना ही विरोध कर रहे हैं उतना ही अधिक प्रचार हो रहा है। यहाँ पर यहाँ पर कैलिफोर्निया में और सैन फ्रांसिस्को में और बर्कली में इतने भक्तों को देखूंगा मुझे आशा नहीं थी। यहाँ पर हमारे गुरु जी का, स्वामी जी का और सब हमारे गुरु वर्गों का यहाँ पर सब चित्र है, और मैं उनको देख करके मैं भावी घोर हो गया जो कितना इन लोगों का।
तो मायापुर के ठाकुर जी के,
मायापुर का जो ठाकुर जी हैं सभी यहाँ पर एकदम बहुत सुंदर भाव। अभी अभी 10 मिनट पहले पहुँचे हैं यहाँ, अभी 4 घंटा
साढ़े 4 घंटा
6.5 घंटा का अभी जर्नी करके आए। अभी कितना बजा है?
रात 1 बजा है,
1 से 2। अरे यहाँ पे 12 1 बजा
तो नहीं बजने जा रहा है,
ठीक उल्टा विपरीत। सबको हमारा आशीर्वाद कर देंगे। पूज्यपाद बामन महाराज जी कहाँ हैं? अच्छा, तो हमारा खबर सत्य को कह देंगे। हम लोग 15-20 तारीख को शायद पहुँचेंगे, 20 के पहले पहुँच जाएंगे इंडिया में। नहीं, थोड़ा सा अब यहाँ पर एक प्रोग्राम बन गया कनाडा में, वैंकूवर में और कहाँ कहाँ, तो इसलिए उसको सजेस्ट। हाँ, उनको कहते हैं जी अधिवास जी।
हाँ, अधिवास ना
आदिदेव जी बैंकुअर में कर रहे हैं, हमारे साथ में ब्रजमंडल की परिक्रमा की थी और वो सारे जगह में व्यवस्था कर रहे हैं और बहुत सुंदर से चल रहा है। उसके बाद में हम लोग न्यूयॉर्क में जाएंगे और न्यूयॉर्क लास्ट रहेगा, वहाँ से फिर
22 तारीख में लौटने का डेट तारीख है।
कहाँ? हाँ, ओरगन वही पास ही में कहीं है, कैलिफोर्निया में ही जी। आपको अभी बतला दूंगा, यू कैन गिव द नंबर पर इंग्लिश से ओरगन और वैंकूवर, यू हैव नंबर। अच्छा, आफ्टर सम टाइम विद यू, आपको इसके बाद में हम आपको दे देंगे। अच्छा, ये चीज चलिए
I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Gurudev, who has opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge.
Most lovely.
If only I were in touch now with the feelings that I have had up to this point, I could speak so eloquently and say things that would make you all cry, including myself. But just let me say that this is a once-in-a-lifetime miraculous, fortunate happening that Srila Narayan Maharaj has come to the USA to give us his blessings and his instructions. And I, for one, am prepared to do everything I can to hear and follow those instructions. And I know that is the only happiness in this world, to find somehow the taste for loving Krishna, Radha and Krishna. And that can only come from someone like Srila Narayana, as it came from Srila Prabhupada, as it came from Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and Hare Krishna.
Jai.
Jai.
I don't know how to say how I feel that Srila Narayana Maharaj has stepped foot in America, and I'm so happy that he has come to the Bay Area. It is such rare fortune for us to have the association of a Mahabhagavat Vaishnava that perhaps we don't understand. There is one verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita: Brahmanda Brahmite Konya Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Vata Jeev. So many of us already were so fortunate to already receive something from Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada when he came here. He planted so many seeds in us of Krishna consciousness. But we were very much like babies. And really, in order for these seeds to thrive, we need sadhu sangha. And it's very rare for that quality of sadhu sangha to come to us. And such is our fortune today. And I also want to say that Srila Narayana Maharaj, he doesn't understand that he is in America, or that he is in Europe, or that he is anywhere else. He only sees the jeeves everywhere, and he wants to distribute this highest type of prema bhakti to these jeeves. And otherwise, he is always living in Vrindavan. So whenever we are in his presence and hearing his katha, we're actually in the presence of the real Vrindavan. So, Hare Krishna.
Dear Prabhus, God brothers, God sisters, and all the newer devotees, those who may have seen and had the most fortunate opportunity to have the divine Sangha of His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj, and also to those who are seeing and experiencing His Sangha for the first time. It is difficult to express in words the experience that we all have had on being His entourage up to this point. We've been traveling, some of us, for 2 weeks here in the United States with Him, some longer, or coming all the way from Europe. But what has been witnessed by all of us, I think it is very unanimously agreed upon, that everyone who has come to hear from the lotus mouth of such a Paramahansa Vaishnava, Mahabhagavat, has been able to see and experience directly that their attraction, their taste, and their feelings for Krishna consciousness, for the practice of Krishna consciousness, as has been given to us so mercifully by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, that same feeling that all of us came to this movement for is simply being nurtured by Him within all of us. And to witness this is we consider ourselves the most fortunate, because we ourselves are feeling that, and we are seeing this being produced in all who come into his connection. So there is a very important shloka that is found in the shastras. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastre koi. Lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoi. That all of the shastras, all of the Vedas, Puranas, everywhere, you will find the same thing declared. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. They're telling you, please associate with sadhu, associate with sadhus. Because why? Because lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoi. Even a tiny moment of their association can bring all perfection to our lives. So that lava matra, we are being given so much opportunity here. And we have found that if someone simply comes with an open heart, that is all, simply an open heart to hear from the sadhu, then they will be immensely benefited, and immediately they will be able to receive this incredible benediction. So there are so many things that we could express. But the main point that I would like to tell everyone is that all that Srila Narayan Maharaj, in his own words, has come to do here in the Western world is to try to serve the request of our Srila Prabhupada, who requested him to help his disciples to go forward in this march on this pathway, which is a very, very sometimes difficult path. And also, there can be so many pitfalls along the way. We are all experiencing that in this Western world. It is not all that easy to go forward in Krishna consciousness. So the sadhu's association is required. This was the desire of Srila Prabhupada, that all the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which he had founded, would be a place where all Vaishnavas can come together and associate. And especially where there can be advanced Vaishnavas giving their merciful sangha to the newcomers and to those who are ready to go forward on the path. In the words of Srila Narayan Maharaj, he says that simply our Swamiji, as he calls, because he has a very friendly relationship with Prabhupada, Swamiji has given me some water, and I'm simply going to water the plants, his plants. So we feel very, very honored. Personally, I feel very honored to be in the association of all of my God brothers and God sisters, in the association of our beloved Sikha Gurudev, His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. Yeah.
चक्षुरनुमिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरो वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौर श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि गौरभक्त हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम हरे राम हरे राम कमिंग फ्रॉम मथुरा वृंदावन बट आई एम नॉट फीलिंग दैट आई एम आउट ऑफ वृंदावन और मथुरा एवरीवेयर आई सी very bona fide devotees, surrender devotees, like Vrindavan. So everywhere I am seeing that I am in Vrindavan. Among so many devotees, he has told that why I came. I was penniless person, knowing no one here and there in world. But Swamiji has done miracles in very little time. all over the world. Swamiji has preached. Dinamat Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu Jagannath Deva Baladeva Subhadra and Radha and Krishna. When he was coming first to Western countries, he told me, "Oh, you should come with me." But at that time, I was engaged in the service of my holy master, Nitya Leela Pravishtam Vishnu Parshu Smad Bhakti Prajnan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. So I humbly requested him that, please excuse me. After some time, I may come and join you. So, I think that Śrīla Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur has ordered him to go to Western countries and to preach the name of Radha and Krishna and all these things. Message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came after 60 years perhaps. No.
About 40 years.
And he ordered me to come. I came only after
20 years.
So it is not so late, I think. So I come. He has ordered me and I have come. My mission was for four things. That I should go in Western countries to take the dust of lotus feet of Swamiji, Śrīla Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. And I went so many places in England and in here Los Angeles, Houston, where he has preached. He came first in New York. I also want to go and to take the dust of lotus feet of Swamiji. He was penniless and came, and he was doing Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Hare Krishna Hare Ram in the beach of anywhere. He wrote me and I sent him all the books he wanted, so many deities, pair of sub deities, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu and Radha Krishna. I sent him so many kartals and mardanga, so many things I...
Peda.
Also, a very famous sweet like peda of Mathura and Vrindavan. He was very fond of that and he told me that at once send me that peda. I sent him so many times. So I am fortunate to serve him what he wanted. You should know that in his last time, the very day in the night he left this world, in the evening he called me. I went and he was waiting to see me. He wanted to take me there, but I took a chair separate and sat there. And he told me so many things, near and dear friend like. He requested so many things for me, that you should get me my samadhi with your own hand. There are several his god brothers, older than me in age and experience also, but he selected me. There were so many GBC leaders there, but he has no faith on them. Why he selected me? So I think that I am so much fortunate to carry his orders. He told that you should give my samadhi with your hands, and also you should manage to do my festival, Biraha Utsav. I did so, all these things. We took him in Vrindavan to Radha Damodar Temple, Radha Govinda Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Shyam Sundar, Gokulanand, all temples. And at last, we came to his abode. His office was Bombay, main office. His Sadhan Bhumi. Sadhan Bhumi, you know, but
practice
was in Mayapur. And his abode forever, eternal abode was in Vrindavan. And he gave Samadhi there. He also told me at that time that I am requesting you that I have brought so many disciples from Western countries. I request you to help them. I told that they should come to us and I will try to do. He called upon at once all the GPC and prominent leaders came. I told that you should not think that he has left this world forever. He is here. He cannot die. So you should try to preach his mission where he has not gone in this world. And what he has left the service for you, you should do. This is the best service for him. Don't struggle among you. Try to give up all these things, your own, and try to serve him and try to follow his order. And after that he went on. So I came here to follow his message and to give the message to our whole world. He has planted some seeds, they have grown up something, but yet they were wanting water. He gave me water, his Harikatha to me, and I took it. And according to my level, I am following his, carrying his orders everywhere. I am so much happy to carry his orders. Also, I am checking the feet dust where he has gone. Though some things are coming, but difficulties are coming, but yet I know that he has so much blessing for me, and he has called, so everything is going on very well, isn't it? So, and third thing is that some ISKCON sincere devotees have been neglected. They have no help at all. So I came to tell them that you should see that Swamiji is here among you. So again you have been so powerful and energetic as you are in the time of Swamiji. Don't think that he is there and he is not here. I think that I am getting so much a response for this. All are so energetic. You are saying, I have not known anyone. But Swamiji has done marvelous things that in this sea coast, in Pacific Ocean, from Los Angeles to here and Vancouver and our whole world, and where I am going, I am seeing that so many devotees, pure devotees are coming. So I think that my mission is quite successful. Especially the devotees are doing. I'm telling very little because I don't know so much. They are helping me so much. So I'm grateful to Swamiji and giving my lot flowers to his spirit. That what you he has done miracles. In a very little time I know. It was not so much time. And if he was today, even today, that would have increased more and more. So, I have come and
seeing and looking that how he has done the opposite. So many books he has written, translated. Now it has been translated in about 40 languages of the world. But at the same time seeing that 80% or 90% devotees have left sometimes. So I want that ISKCON should be more and more powerful. All should be strengthened. And they should preach all over the world as he has preached. Today, all the devotees are coming with me, 6 hours, traveling with me, 6.5 hours. All are tired. They want some Mahaprasadam. So first they should take Mahaprasadam. And in the evening, tomorrow and all other times, they will speak some Harikatha, some Chaitanya Charitamrita, some Srimad Bhagavatam. And I will try to quench your thirst for this. And I will realize that by my Harikatha, the honor for your Prabhupada will increase so much and so much. And it will be bona fide honor for him. And he will love, and he will be bless us all, and we will be so happy that all you should come. Well. So now we should, and I request you all to take prasadam if there is many, and especially with me. If anything problem, tell to I'm so glad to meet him here. He met me in Vrindavan, he's Vrindavan. And name has been also told as
Vrindavan.
So I come in Vrindavan. And so I'm not seeing and realizing that I'm out of Vrindavan here. But I'm seeing that I come and seeing that Jamuna was flowing and Jagannath Puri was there. And he was there, he is here. So I'm in Vrindavan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.